there was this thing called Sure Shot Productions. It was a small storefront on Van Dyke and 7 Mile in the deep, you know, on the east side of Detroit. And this guy named Cameron Sternweiss, and he had a couple friends and his brother, but Cameron was going to make a booking agency for unknown rock bands to do gigs playing original music. It was unheard of. In the 70s, it was top 40. You got to play Cheap Trick, you know, and, you know, and Kiss and you know, and all the, you know, Foreigner and stuff. And it was a drag, you know. It was, you know, the radio, well, radio is kind of like it was today. There was this, you know, where the number of Journey was, you know, and it's like, there was no place for, you know, guys, there was a, like an underground, guys who liked the MC5 and Iggy Pop, and there was no, it wasn't called punk. It was called rock and roll, man. It was rock, you know. And so Cameron said, look at all these rock bands, garage bands. He's going to set up this storefront, book bands, Sure Shot. And there was no, Cameron didn't have a band yet. He started booking bands called The Pigs and The Denizens and real dive bar places. This was before Bookies, which became the home of, you know, my generation of, you know, Detroit punk rock, 70s punk rock. So Cameron was going to put a band together. He already had the, he was going to call it Cadillac Kids, and they were going to just be this rock and roll noise band. And he knew this guy named Spaz, who lived up to the name. And Spaz knew me, called me one day and said, hey, man, come play bass. We're going to do huge shows. It's going to be wild. We're going to play with the Ramones and Iggy. And we did. We opened up for all my heroes, man. And we played this place called Bookies Club, which was a gay bar that let us come in on weekends and play rock and roll. And it drew all the dregs of society, you know, the punks, you know, people who loved the Sex Pistols, you know, and television, and that whole CBGB's scene was building in Detroit in 78, 79, and 80. And Cadillac Kids, my band, we were part of it, man. I wasn't so sure if we drew, the scene drew huge crowds, and it didn't matter who played these places. They would be sold out. People would be lining up to get in. And it was so awesome. It was this huge party that I was just a blues guitar player. You know, I didn't know nothing about rock and roll too much, you know, other than the stuff I heard on the radio. Spaz and Cameron turned me on to, Johnny Thunders, man. And, you know, the New York Dolls. And still, we didn't call it punk. That was, we called it underground rock and roll,